Oyraisa.
Today's Amud for Chazara is Sukkah Yud Ches Amud Aleph. We're holding on Yud Ches Amud Aleph, 11 lines from the top, by the words Amar Abaye. So says the Gemara, Amar Abaye, Avir Shloisha B'Sukkah Gedoylo. Let's say you have airspace of 3 tfachim in the middle, in the Sukkah Gedoylo. You have airspace of 3 tfachim separating the Schach. U'miyatoi bein bekanim bein b'shpudin. Have you miyat? And you're memayit the avir by decreasing it, by putting in some schach kosher, so you don't close it up completely, but you put in some schach kosher to make it now that it's less than 3 tefachim, or you put in metal rods, so the lach is that works to be memayit it. If you put in schach kosher, so that now you can mamish, you could say lavud, the whole thing is closed up, and even if it's shpudin, but now you don't have a shear avir to pasul the sukkah, and you don't have a shear of schach pasul to pasul the sukkah, so everything's fine. However, besukkah katana, bekonim have you miyat, beshpudim loy have you miyat. If you put in kanim, so then it works to close it up. But if you put in shpudin, even though now you don't have a shir avir to pasul, you don't have a shir of schach pasul to pasul, but being that it's a sukkah katana, it's a zayin al zayin tefach sukkah, so we can't be makshah the sukkah unless we're going to use lavud to make it that it's all schach kosher. Otherwise, you don't have enough schach kosher. So therefore, the sukkah is going to be pasul unless you are memayed it by putting in schach kosher. But shpudin won't do the trick. Now, says the Gemara, says Abaye, v'hani mili menatzad. This whole idea that we could say lavud to be makshah the sukkah, so that's only if it's menatzad, if it's by the walls. Because by the walls, we could say lavud. Aval be'emtza, however, if the space is in the middle of the sukkah, in the middle of the schach, away from the walls, so then it's a machlekes whether or not we say lavud by schach. Everyone says we say lavud by walls. The shayla is, do we say lavud by schach? Pligi bar vachav ravina, chad amar yesh lavud be'emtza, the shita of ravina, he's always the mekel, when there's a machlekes Ravina and Ravacha. The shita of Ravina is that we say lavud by the schach, v'chad amar ein lavud b'emtza, whereas Ravacha holds that no, we don't say lavud b'emtza, we only say lavud by walls, we don't say lavud by the schach, and therefore we can't close up the gap by using lavud. My time at demand amar yesh lavud b'emtza, says the Gemara, what's the reason, meaning how does he know, what's his makar, what's Ravina's makar, that we do apply lavud even b'emtza, that it's not just a halacha that's limited to walls, the Tana, because we learned in the Braisa. It says, Kaira hayotze mikaisel zeh. You have a kaira of a mavwe. It goes off from one wall of the open side that's open to the Rosh Hasharabim. It goes from one wall, and it goes towards the other wall, just almost gets there. Ve'inu no gas b'kaisel acher. But it doesn't quite reach the other wall. Or v'chein shtei kairis. You have two kairis. Achaz yotze mikaisel zeh, v'achaz yotze mikaisel zeh, mikaisel acher. Each one goes from a different wall, opposite each other, and they start going towards each other, but they don't quite get to each other. Ve'inu no gas zubazu. They don't touch each other. So the halach in both of these cases, whether the space is between the kairis, whether the space is by the wall, is that pachos mishloisha eno tzaruch lavi kairacheres. If the space is less than 3 tefachim, so then we could apply lavud, and you don't need to get a new kaira. This kaira is kosher. However, shloisha tzaruch lavi kaira acheres. If it's 3 tefachim, so now we can't say lavud, and now you need to get a new kaira. So you see from here that we don't just say lavud by the wall, we even say lavud b'emtza. So that was Ravina's makar. V'yidach, Ravacha will say back that really ain lavud b'emtza. Jashani kaira is derabanan. Over here it's different. The whole thing is derabanan. Really midaraisa you could carry inside of a mavoi. It's closed off on three sides. So midaraisa it's a rishis yachid. It's only midarabanan. They were machmer until you put up a kaira. So therefore we could be mako, then we could say yesh lavud b'emtza. But really midaraisa ain lavud b'emtza. Now my time at the man dama ain lavud b'emtza. What's Taka Ravina's makar? Why is he convinced that there's no din lavud b'emtza? Did not, because we learned in the Mishnah in Oilus. The Mishnah says, Aruba Shavibayis, you have a skylight inside of a room, Uba Paiseach Tafach, and the skylight is a Tafach, Tumah Babayis. Now, if you have Tumah in the room, you have a mace under the roof, Senkulei Tameh. So everything else that's under the roof is also going to be Tameh. Tumah Soil. Uma Shekeneged Aruba Tar. However, something, if you have a Kli that's directly underneath the skylight, so then that's going to remain tar, because it's not in the oil. And we don't say lavud to view it that it's closed up and that it's under the same roof. So you see, we don't say lavud b'emtza. But now we'll just finish the braisa. The tumah keneged aruba. Similarly, if you have tumah that's opposite the skylight, so it's not underneath the roof, so then kol habayis kulei tar, the whole room, everything else that's inside of the room, under the roof, will be tar. Again, we don't say lavud to make it that now the mace is under the roof. The mace is under the skylight. Ein baruva paseach tefach, and similarly, when the roof is less than the tefach, also tumah b'bayis, if the tumah is underneath the roof, so then keneged aruva tar. So then only kalim that are under, directly underneath the skylight that are tar. Tumah keneged aruva, if you have tumah that's directly underneath the skylight, so then kol b'bayis kulay tar. So then everything in the room is tar, because, but again, the point is, you see from all this, is that we don't say lavud to close up the skylight, even though it's less than three tumach, and we don't say lavud. So says Rav Acha, that's my makar, that we don't say lavud b'emtza. Love, it's only dim by the walls, you can't say it by an oil. V'idach, however, Avina will say back, that no, shani yochis tumah dachi gemiru. Even though you're right, this Mishnah seems to be saying that we don't say lovud b'emtza, but that was dafka dim by yochis tumah, that must be that that's the halacha ma'ishim misina by tumah, that we don't say lovud b'emtza. But really, the rest of Kol Torah Kula, we do say lovud even b'emtza. Says the Gemara Vayter, Darish Rabbi Yehuda Bar Yiloi, Bayish and Nifchas, you have a roof that caves in, so it creates like a skylight in the middle of the room, Vesikei Chal Gabov, and you put some schach over the skylight in the middle of the room, Sukshera, the Sukkah's kosher, Amr the fun of Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yaisi, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yaisi said to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi, Paresh, you have to explain yourself. It's not so simple, it's not always kosher. Kach Pirish Avot, this is what my father, Rabbi Yaisi, he explained, that it depends. Arba Amos Psula, Pachos Mi Arba Amos Kshera. It depends how much space there is between the walls and the skylight. If the walls are separated from the skylight with the roof by four Amos or more, so then we can't say Daifin Akuma, and it's going to be Psula. It's only if it's less than four Amos, then we could say Daifin Akuma, and then the sukkah is going to be kosher, like the Mishnah said that we had earlier. So therefore, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yaisi said to Rabbi Yehuda Bar Yiloi that you should have been more specific. Darsh Rabbi Yehuda Bar Yiloi, a similar story. Rabbi Yehuda Bar Yiloi once darshened, he said that avruma sharia, that you're allowed to eat avruma, which is a small fish, meaning you don't have to be chayshish, that maybe there's also some tummy fish, some non-kosher fish they got mixed in. You're allowed to eat it. Amr lefan of Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yaisi. Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yaisi said to Rabbi Yehuda Bar Yiloi, Rabbi, Paresh, you have to explain yourself. It's not so simple. Kach pirish abo. This is what my father, Rabbi Yaisi, explained. That shalma complaini asura, shalma complaini lemutaris. That depends on the place. Depends where you get the fish from. In some places you have to be chayshish, in some places you don't have to be chayshish. Now, this idea we see also kihod amar Abaye, like Abaye also said regarding a different type of fish, that hay tzachanta, which is also a type of small fish, so the bavnahara, if the tzachanta that you get from the bavnahara, the certain name, a certain river, so sharia, that's mutter, you don't have to be chayshish for tame fish being mixed in. My taima, why don't you have to be chayshish? So says the Gemara, ilim mishum deradife maya, maybe you'll tell me because the current is very swift. Vahaydag tame, now tame fish, cave in the lesechud ashidra, since it doesn't have a spinal cord, loy matzi kaim, so it can't survive the water. That's not true. Vakachazin and dekai, look around, we find waters that have swift currents, and there's tame fish inside. El mishum demleche maya, rather you'll tell me it's because it's salt water. Vahaydag tame, cave in the lesechlifi, loy matzi kaim, and dag tame, since they don't have scales, so they can't survive. But that's not true either. We see that there's salt water, and we have tummy fish there, even that they don't have scales. Rather, the reason why, Bavnahara, you don't have to be choishish for tummy fish being mixed in with the tzachanta, is because the dirt on the bottom of the Bavnahara doesn't produce tummy fish. It doesn't promote the growth of the tummy fish. So that's why you don't have to be choishish. So it was a specific din by Bavnahara that you can eat the tzachanta without being chayshish for the tummy fish mixed in. So it depends on the place. That's again where we see this idea that sometimes it just depends on the place. Now, just as a postscript, the Gemara says, Amar Avino, Va'idna deshavchi Nahar Esan v'Nahar Gamda lahasam. Nowadays, that the Nahar Esan and Nahar Gamda, they spill into the Bavnahara, so now Asira, so now it's going to be Asir to eat the Tzachanta. It used to be you could eat the Tzachanta. It itself doesn't produce, it doesn't promote the growth of the tummy fish. You didn't have to be chayshish. Nowadays, the tame fish could come from other places, and therefore you can't eat the tzachanta.